What is the tempo of your life? I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. The tempo of life can move from andante, that's a music term meaning moderate pace, to the fast pace of allegro, or the loud strength of forte. In order to handle the daily tempos of life, we must adjust our pace, which is often driven by the demands of the day. Life can become a song out of control, or a symphony that harmonizes the diverse sounds of life led by our divine conductor, our God. The temptation is to segue, to move into the next stanza of living without pausing to reflect, renew, and revive. There is always so much to do, isn't it, with little time to get it done. So we tend to rush from one thing to the next, skimming along the surface because we don't have enough time to dig in. It's Lent, our season to recalibrate and reset our spiritual compass. Superficial spirituality will no longer do. God is calling us to sing a new song. Especially in the book of Psalms, the Hebrew word Selah appears at the end of a few verses. Selah is considered to be an unspoken Hebrew directive to the musicians or singers to stop, pause, consider this. Measure carefully the meaning of what has been said before moving forward. There is a deeper meaning, and you won't get it unless you stop and consider. Psalm 4 and 4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. And the word is there, Selah. Psalm 62 and 8, trust him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And there's that word again, that directive to stop. So, beloved, stop long enough today to measure, weigh, consider this before moving forward. There's a deeper meaning to what's going on in your life and a deeper relationship available with God. And you just might miss it because you are moving too fast. Step back from the melody. Listen to the songs you've been singing and the tunes you've been dancing to. You now have God's gracious invitation to stop singing those out-of-control songs and enter into the throne room of God. Come on, read the daily devotion written on this site by people from all over the world. Participate in the Daniel Fast. Join the journey and increase your prayer time. You can use the prayer guide on the prayer blog, Praycation. The address is on this site. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. You now have a communication strategy designed to be your all-access pass into the heart of God.